think that everybody's entitled to their own opinions, but essentially, if you want to help people who are suffering here, then help people who are suffering here. That's amazing. That's a fantastic thing to do. If you want to help people like refugees or people in other countries, then do that too. It's absolutely incredible. It doesn't matter who you help. As long as everybody does their bit, we should all pull together, whether it be as a country or as one world. We're all human beings and we do all sleep under the same sky.
So what would you appeal, how would you appeal for people to get involved? What do you need? What do you want for people? What if people say, well, I don't know if I've really got much to give?
Everybody's got something to give. Nobody should feel like, even if you turn up at my door with one tube of toothpaste or one toothbrush or one blanket, that's a big difference. That's one human being in Cali who will know that you cared enough to donate that. Essentially, what we really need to do here is a lot of fundraising. It costs a lot of money for fuel. It costs a lot of money to travel to Cali. And it costs a lot of money to buy first aid kits and medical supplies that have to be new. And those are really essential to the aid workers on the ground over there. So we would ask, please keep donating your goods to us, but also please, if you can spare £1, £2 to our GoFundMe page, that makes a huge difference in getting us to Cali.
When do you go to Cali?
We are going on the 25th of September, but myself and Joe have spoken, and basically the amount of donations we have would allow us to make repeat visits. So as long as people in our community are willing to keep funding us to go to Cali, we are absolutely honoured to be able to represent the people in Scotland by making repeat visits. I keep saying to people that I actually feel a little bit like the selfish one, because what they see when they turn up is the one or two bags that they're given to me. What they don't see is the massive amount of stuff that is in my home. I don't have a home just now. I've got a distribution centre. But I feel a little bit selfish because I get to see just how huge it is and just how wonderful people are. So I really could not be any more grateful, and people still never fail to amaze me with their generosity. I would just like to add that there are still good people in the world, and I've had my faith in humanity restored. And as long as we continue to receive donations and take them to Cali, you will restore their faith in humanity too. I'm not going to focus on the politicians because I get too angry about it, and I certainly don't want to tell people how to think. What I just focus on is the positives. The politics are very negative. I prefer to focus on the positives from people. Politics won't save these people. People will. There are people who strongly believe that there are immigrants who come here and take our jobs. I believe quite the contrary. I don't think there are people who would be willing to open a 24-hour-a-day shop and work 7 days a week. I don't think there are people in this country who take full advantage of a free education system and go on to be doctors and pharmacists. And I think that borders are man-made. If people want to come here and take advantage of the wonderful healthcare and education that we have on offer, who are we to turn them away just in case they get a £62 job seekers allowance payment?